Damien Square. Good evening to you. Welcome into the game on 99.1 WDGM.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Very well. Very well. It's good to connect you and Will, former teammates on the same side of the football.
What's up with you, big dog?
I'm chilling, chilling, man. It's been a minute since I've played a snap with my boy.
Damien, no doubt we want to talk with you, but are you back in Texas?
Yeah, I am back in Houston. I trained here in Houston for the draft. My rehab after I had my little knee surgery after the national championship game was here. It's been a good deal, man. It was good for my family with my wife and my kids to be here with some family to support her and me in this transition.
Yeah, yeah. Square married him a Hoover girl. He knows where the good products come from.
I got trapped, man.
Damien Square helping us out, talking some college football. We're going to talk about the University of Alabama, but we continue to talk about the NFL draft. What has it been like for you going through this process of being critiqued and everyone looking at your tape and people talking to you and attending pro day and those sort of maneuvers? What's it been like as a player? That walk us through that process.
Well, it's been good, man. Like, you know, you dream about this all your life, you know, those of us that commit ourselves to football. All I know is, to this point, I've done all I can do, you know, and any type of evaluation that I get is based off the things that I did on the field, and I know that I put my all out there every Saturday that I stepped out on the field. So whatever happens, happens, man. But, the process is the process. You know, as a kid, you dream about playing in the National Football League. You don't dream about being evaluated or, you know, standing on somebody's stage and being looked at by hundreds of scouts or, you know, getting your film critique and things like that. But, you know, this is the profession that I want to pursue, and I'm willing to do anything it takes to, you know, get there. And it's a couple of days away, so we shall see.
Damien, let's go back to A-Day because we know that you were on campus. Your thoughts about A-Day as we walk outside of Bryant-Denny Stadium after 2.5 hours of a practice?
It was a good A-Day. The guys that I expected to perform well, they did, you know, and I got some younger guys that are making some moves. You know, of course, in the spring, you're kind of short-staffed, you know, because you got guys that leave, but, you know, a few guys that come in, but, you know, not guys that can come in and play immediately all the time, you know. So, you know, dealing with what they have, you know, they had a pretty good, you know, spring. It's some leadership that needs to happen out there, which I'm pretty sure will, you know, as guys, you know, get into the summer and run a few 110s and, you know, get out there and get in that heat, a leader will step up. But it was, you know, they headed in the right direction.
Let's talk about that offensive line that you had a chance to go up many days in practice. We always talk about the big three that left here, and no doubt they deserve a lot of praise for what they were able to do here in Tuscaloosa. But let's talk about those guys that are going to replace those three. What's your expectations for this upcoming year for the offensive line?
Oh, big expectations, man. Steam, man, first and foremost. You know, everybody kind of throws it under the radar how good of a player Steam is. Steam has been playing in the offense for quite some time now. You know, and a stat last year that he didn't allow a sack or something like that. But Steam, man, he's very strong. He's just as good as the other guys that he played with last year. He has a lot of snaps under his belt, and he knows, you know, the way the offense is supposed to be ran. You got Cyrus Quinzo, who is a freak of an athlete, man. Just a guy with that type of size and power. When we was in Miami, he was walking through the hotel, and he's a guy on my team. And from a distance, I didn't even know who he was because that's just how big that guy is. You know, he's just different. Then he got his brother that's making a comeback. And I know those guys have chemistry. You know, they grew up in the same household together. You got Ryan Kelly at center, who was pretty good. The first day he got on campus, I called him jumper cables because when he grabs your jersey, he never lets go. So he's a good center, a decent center. Matter of fact, during the national championship, when it was debated whether Barry to play or not, you know, I mean, of course, I want Barry Jones on the field with the great athlete that he is and the things that he did for the university. But it wouldn't have been a drop off with Ryan Kelly, man. Ryan Kelly is a guy that's confident. He is a center. He's an offensive lineman. He's committed himself to that. And he had a good spring as far as I hear, and he's going to be great in the season. He's going to be a great player at the University of Alabama. And Austin Shepard has been ready to play. He's just been unfortunate with the guys that have come to the university and have been, you know, a little bit more talented than he has been, but he's been ready to play on Saturday. So I think their front five will be good.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's what I wanted to watch the most on A-Day was the offensive line, and I thought they exceeded my expectations. They, like you say, I mean, all those guys are great people, and they've been here for a long time. They've bought into the system. They've worked hard to get to where they're at, and I think they're ready to shine. I know that Ari's ready to get out there. That guy, I tell you what, he's been through 10 times worse knee problems and surgeries that we've been through, and for him to work back to the point that he has and get himself on that field, I couldn't be prouder of anybody. And that just speaks to his character and him and Big C. Cyrus, but they're both tremendous athletes, like you say, and all across the board. All those guys are great athletes, and like we say, they've been there, they've worked hard, and I think they're ready to take the reins over.
Oh, yeah.
Damian, this is a tough question, but knowing what you've been through for the last 2.5 months, these are really not tough questions, but because we're just having some fun talking some CFB, and we're 129 days away from college football. The big important question, Damian Square is concerned about this as Alabama tries to defend 3 in a row. What's your biggest concern for this upcoming year? And it could be, you know, don't identify a player, but tell us the concern for Damian Square going into 2013.
Well, first of all, they have to go into the season and understand that crystal ball from last year sits upstairs in the complex, so they're not fighting for that or defending that, because that's going to be there. And they got to understand that coming into the season, you can't buy into the hype. You can't, you know, watch ESPN and buy into that. You know, it's a new start, a new beginning. It's a brand new ball that they designed, and it's for this year. And you got to go after that one. You know, and you got to play and win that game. You can't really worry about defending it or how guys are going to come into your stadium and play you. I mean, we used to having a target on our back. That's the program that we set out to be. So you can't really worry about the things that you can't control. You can't control your performance. You can't control execution. And I believe from my time at the University of Alabama, if you execute, then that crystal ball will be upstairs.
Damian Square, how hard was it to win back-to-back national champions when we know after winning one, the bullseye on the back of your shoulder pads gets extra large? You can only imagine what it will be like in 2013.
it was difficult, but I mean, playing in the SEC is difficult, you know, within itself. You know, I mean, people are going to come play the University of Alabama, and that's when they were, you know, wasn't doing so good, you know, the years before me and Will got there. It's the University of Alabama, you know, and people are going to show up to play a great game. You know, it's on national television, and it's a million people watching, you know. And I mean, it was difficult, but we try not to think about that. You know, we just kind of we stepped into the stadium and played the game for what it was. You know, if Mississippi State was on the field, we was going to try to execute against Mississippi State. If LSU was next week, we'll take care of them, you know, after the game. And that's how they got to approach it, man. You got to go approach the team for who they are, no matter what team is out there on the field, because if you think about next week or last year, you will slip up and take a loss.
Absolutely, and I think you'll agree with me, Square, that that's part of what makes it special about playing here is you know you're going to get every single team's best game every Saturday. There's nothing like knowing that every weekend you're going to get whoever you're playing, you're going to get the best they got. And that's a gratifying feeling when you're able to know that, handle that, beat those teams, and at the end of the year still raise that crystal ball and be able to execute, like you say, and get it done. And that's what makes it so special. And we've learned. We were both there in 2010. That was arguably the most talented team we had, or we've had here. And we didn't get the job done. And that was nobody's fault but our own. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking for coming into this year is when this team, like you say, kind of sheds the identity of last year and all the accomplishments of last year and comes into their own, develops their own identity, their own goals and ambitions, and takes up that mantle.
Oh, yeah.
Damian Square, he's in the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM. Damian, you know what it takes to play through a very physical SEC schedule. Right now in college football, we're debating this new college football playoffs. Now, today we learned the name of it's really going to be called college football playoffs. But your thoughts about extending the season, playing an extra game, the thoughts of maybe we've left out the players' concerns as we move forward in this new college football playoff landscape.
I mean, I like the idea, man. At Alabama, we want to compete. you know, and for all the naysayers that, you know, say we didn't get the matchups that we deserved in the national championships those years that we won, I mean, this gives those guys the opportunity to play against the teams that people, you know, on the West Coast or, you know, in the Midwest want to see them, those guys play against, you know, and this is a system that they're going to try out, and hopefully it get the best two teams in the country in the national championship game. I've been a college football fan all my life, and yeah, I must say some years that, you know, as a kid watching college football, it was some teams that I felt like should have been in the national championship game that didn't because of the system, you know, but now that they're trying out a new system, and hopefully this system can get those top two teams, you know, where they need to be at the end of the year to play, you know, the game that everybody wants them to play, you know, and that's, you know, that's my outlook on it. I mean, I wanted to play against the teams that people said we couldn't beat because of whatever reason, but with the system, you know, the system put somebody else in the game, and we had to handle that, you know, that challenge at hand. But, you know, hopefully this system can distinguish, you know, who's supposed to come play the University of Alabama in the national championship.
Damian, you left Houston, Texas. You played for the University of Alabama. You won three national titles. Is there one play or one particular moment that sticks out to you for playing at the University of Alabama?
The guys, man, that's the biggest memory, man. The guys, you know, like Will and Mark and the guys that I was in the locker room with, you know, and it's, some people may think it's crazy for a group of guys, maybe 105 guys, to believe the same thing and have high expectations and reach them. And we believed in each other, man. We knew that we were the best team in the country, you know, even when, you know, there were doubters and ESPN was saying different, we had no doubt in our mind that if we came and executed the game plan that was put in front of our face, that it wouldn't be no match in the country. And to have 11 guys on the field with you at all times that felt that way, it was the best feeling in the world, you know. And, you know, with me going through this process, I'm about to go to a team and have to, you know, establish myself on that roster. But who knows if they have 11 guys like we had at the University of Alabama that knew we were the best team in the country. You know, so it's bittersweet, you know, because some may call us spoiled. You know, I work out with some guys now, and they're like, man, it's going to be a little difficult for you coming from a top program, because it's not like that on the next level. You don't have, you know, that type of chemistry on the next level. And for me, I haven't experienced it yet, and hopefully I can get with a team with that type of chemistry. But, man, I'm going to miss that, you know, knowing that the 11 guys that I got with me on the field is the best 11 that could possibly be put together in the country.
You were voted most inspirational player by the University of Alabama coaching staff. Your teammate selected you as a captain. You had a chance this weekend to put your hand and footprint underneath Denny Chimes. What was that like to be selected by those guys that you talk about that relationship with, to select you, Damian Square, as the captain that will forever represent a national championship team?
Well, that handprint and that, you know, my footprint will never be removed, you know, from that place, man. And that was just big, man, to stand in front of those people, you know, and be, you know, just first of all, for my teammates to choose me, you know, to do that, man. That was real special to me, man. Words can't even explain, you know, how I felt putting my foot and my handprint in the cement in front of Denny Chimes. I can remember when I first got recruited, you know, of course they took us right over there, and I was just looking at some of the great names that sat in front of that. And, you know, of course you have dreams to put your hand in your footprint down there, but I mean, sometimes at the university, it just don't go that way. You know, you have up years, you have down years. Then sometimes you just stay average throughout your whole time, man. And that's something that, you know, a magazine can't do, Mel Kiper can't do, and all these other guys that rate guys and things like that. That is something that's in-house, in the complex, something that, you know, people that you deal with every day know about you. And just to know that they felt that way about me, you know, to nominate me to put my hand and my footprint down on the ground. You know, first of all, I want to say thank you to those guys. And second of all, I'm just, you know, honored to be a part of that.
Damian Square, I don't know which team's going to draft you, but someone's going to get a very special ball player that's going to give 110% on every single play and is going to represent that organization with total class. That's what you've done for the last 5 years at the University of Alabama, and we certainly appreciate you joining us here in Tuscaloosa talking about those playing days and so many headlines around college football. Damian, it's been our pleasure to talk with you this evening.
Thank you.